slow, leaving the A1 at the Hillsborough roundabout.
Thanks, Shane. Now, cuts to health and education make regular headlines, but what about housing? The Supporting People Fund, which helps charities help vulnerable people live independently, has been frozen for the 9th year in a row. A number of charities have gathered at Stormont this morning to demonstrate. Our reporter Michael Fitzpatrick is there. Michael, what is the list of demands?
Yes, good morning from a wet and windy Parliament building, Snowell, where charities including the Simon Community, DePaul, Women's Aid, the Welcome Association and Housing Associations have all come together to call for an immediate increase in the Supporting People Fund. More than 60 people made their way up Massey Avenue around 20 minutes ago. They've all gathered behind me here at Carson's statue holding banners and placards. Now, the £74 million programme helps more than 20,000 vulnerable people in Northern Ireland to live as independently as possible. And those who have benefited from the scheme over the years include frail older people, those who are homeless and people with learning difficulties. And what's motivated all these charities to come out today? Well, the fund has been frozen for the past 9 years, which the charities say represents a real terms cut of 25%. I'm joined now by two people who are here for this morning's protest. Colette Moore, the Director of Housing at the Clanmill Housing Association, and Corey Cosgrove, one of the service users who's benefited from the fund. If I can ask you first, Colette, just why have you taken this step today?
Good morning, Michael. We've taken this step because it is absolutely a critical service for people in Northern Ireland. As you said, 20,000 people benefit from the funds that Supporting People deliver, and that includes older people like in our sheltered housing schemes, or we sometimes call it a fold in Northern Ireland. And everybody that's listening this morning will know people who live in sheltered housing. It's also young people, young homeless people in our hostels, women's aid hostels, learning disabilities, mental ill health, young people leaving care like Max and BCM, for example. So this service is about helping people to stay in the community. It's about saving the taxpayer money at the end of the day, because we know for every £1 that's spent in Supporting People services, it saves £1.94 of the exchequer for people, and to avoid them going into acute and long stay services. So it's an economic benefit as well. And our concern is that this is the 9th year now where we've had no increase in Supporting People for the most vulnerable of people in Northern Ireland. And if that continues, then these services are critically in danger of continuing.
And why aren't you able to manage the services with the current funding?
Because the current funding has been frozen at rates that were set back in 2008. And the reality is that that's a 25% cash cut in real terms. And we've done our best to restructure and remodel services to make them as cash as efficient as possible. But we're now hit with other things as well, including the living wage. And going forward into the future, there is no there's no commitment from the government here that there will be any increase as well. And that's the crisis we're at today, that we've actually taken to Stormont to say to our new assembly, you really need to support this. You know, you're setting your strategy going forward here, and it ties in very neatly with transforming your care in Northern Ireland, which is the health strategy too, for keeping people in the community. So they really need to support this going forward if they want to continue to support the most vulnerable.
Okay, if I can turn to you, Corey Cosgrove, you've benefited from the Supported Living Fund through the Simon Community. Tell us a bit about your own experience.
Well, this is my second time around in the Simon Community. I was there about 3 years ago from now, and so much has changed. It's where we've got a new manager, and there's been programs set up with Wheelworks and IKEA, where IKEA came in and put up a brand new kitchen and a new living room, and basically just made the Belfast Foyer more of a home. It's just some things in life that you take for granted, getting up in the morning and sitting in front of a TV, or sitting making a meal for everybody and sitting down at a dinner table. People don't take for granted every day, and it's stuff that whenever it's taken from you and it's put back in your life, that you start to appreciate it a lot more, so you do.
And what do you think the impact will be if there isn't an increase in this funding, Corey?
Well, if there isn't an increase in the funding, it's people like myself, where I suffered from homelessness and ended up, if it wasn't for Simon Community, I would have nothing. And if there is cuts in the money, then that's a life or death situation for people like myself. So it is.
Okay, well, thank you both very much indeed. That protest continuing here at Stormont this morning. Of course, any decision over an increase in the Supported Living Fund will be a matter for the new Department for Communities.
Michael, thank you. And a statement from the Department for Communities said, the Supporting People programme helps at least 18,500 vulnerable individuals to live independently. The budget for 2016-17 is almost 72.8 million, which was protected despite public finances being under strain and having to find significant savings across the department. The department is aware of pressures on Supporting People providers and is currently considering information on the potential impact of the National Living Wage.
The headlines at 8:45, a post-mortem's due to be carried out on the body of a man shot